But you want to know something? That girl didn't recognize those voices. Yeah. Amen. But they tell me that when her daddy finally arrived,
yeah.
Amen, they tell me that her daddy got up there and started talking to her, said, I don't know what her name was. Her name might have been Jennifer. Said, now, Jennifer, I'm here to tell you that there's a net down here. Praise God. And see, she understood that voice. And she knew that was a voice that cared for her. She knew that was a voice that loved her. And the voice told her, say, now, Jennifer, all I want you to do is just jump. Praise God. They tell me that the little girl jumped. Praise God. I'm talking about four stories. Didn't even break a bone. You see, that girl knew the voice of her father. Praise God. And we ought to know the voice of our father when he speaks to us, because he's going to call each and every last one of us by our name. You see, a shepherd, praise God, for a shepherd to name his sheep means that he loved them. Praise God. And that if he loved them, let me tell you some things that he's going to do for them. Praise God. First of all, he's going to feed them. Amen. He's going to feed them with the word of God. Next thing he's going to do is he's going to guide them. He's going to make sure that they take the straight and narrow path. Praise God. He's going to seek to save the sheep. Praise God, who are lost. Amen. Not only that, he's going to protect the sheep. Not only is he going to protect the sheep, he's going to restore the sheep who go astray and return them into the sheepfold. I'm talking about a good shepherd. Amen. Not only that, he's going to reward the sheep. Praise God for their obedience and their faithfulness. Not only that, he's going to keep the sheep. Praise God, until the day of redemption. I'm talking about a good shepherd. Praise God. And a good shepherd is one, praise God, who understands his sheep, and he knows his sheep by name. Praise God. And when that scripture tells that he know him by name, he doesn't know him by name to stand there and beat them over the head every time they do something wrong. Praise God. He's there, praise God, calling them by name so that when they do something wrong, he can say it. I'm gonna use Brother James Wood that this morning. He said, now, Jimmy, you know you're doing wrong. Praise God. That voice is going to speak to him so that Jimmy would get back into walk with God. Yeah. So the first thing that a good shepherd is somebody that knows his sheep by their name.
Yeah.
But secondly, praise God, the thing about a good shepherd is one.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
People, for there is born to us this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And suddenly, there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. For a few moments from that 13th verse, we want to talk about praising God at Christmas time.
Yes, sir.
Praising God at Christmas time. Let me begin by saying that as we come together on this day before Christmas Eve, Many folk look to this forward to this holiday with more anticipation than any other holiday of the year, because this is a time we set aside to celebrate the birth of Christ Jesus, which is celebrated by most Protestants and Roman Catholics on December the 25th, by Eastern Orthodox churches on January the 6th, and by the Armenians church on January the 19th. Now, the reason being for all of these dates is because the actual birth of Jesus is not known. But now the good news is that he was born. He was born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin. And the reason he was born of a virgin is because since the fall of Adam, all mankind from birth possessed a sinful nature that separated man from God, which means sinful man was unable to redeem and reconcile mankind back to God. And therefore, redemption required a man of a sinless nature like Adam before his fall to pay the penalty for mankind's sin. But now the word Christmas is formed of two words, Christ plus Mass, meaning a mass of religious service in commemoration of the birth of Christ. And yet I need to say that Christmas means different things to different people. To some, Christmas means Santa Claus, Christmas trees, and Christmas presents. To some, Christmas is a time of visiting relatives and eating a whole lot of delicious foods. While still others, Christmas is a time of communication between friends, a time when cards and letters are exchanged. Whilst to still others, Christmas is a time to try and escape from the realities of life through alcohol, drugs, and parties and the likes. But for many Christians, Christmas is a time of reflection, a time of giving, a time of thanksgiving for the birth of a Savior. And so I want to talk to us this morning from that subject, praising God at Christmas time. But we note that the text says in verse number 13 and 14 that suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, the first mention of the virgin birth of Christ was made by God the Father after the fall. For we note in Genesis 3:15, he says, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. Now, the key word that lets us know that God is talking about the virgin birth is when he said her seed. Because a woman doesn't possess the seed, the man does. And that's why Paul says in Galatians 4:4, he said, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth the son born of a woman and made under the law. And that's why also the gospel of Matthew as well as Luke, they both state plainly, explicitly, unmistakably, and unequivocally that Jesus was born of a virgin. And Luke gospel shows us that Jesus' birth was supernatural because it was foretold long time ago by the prophets. And therefore, the birth of Jesus did not take place without heavenly evidence to the shepherds who were minding their sheep. But now, Brother John, this was somewhat unbelievable that angels would appear to shepherds because they were looked on upon as sinners and they were snubbed by the religious folk of that time, meaning they were despised because they were unable to attend the services and keep the ceremonial laws of washing and cleansing. And yet God gave the first message of his birth of his son to common shepherds, lowly shepherds minding their sheep in the field, who was expecting nothing unusual to happen on that night. But the text says in verse 8 to 12 that on that night, as they were guarding their sheep near Bethlehem of Judea, all at once an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel of the Lord said to them, "Fear not. I got some good news for you that is going to make you happy tonight. Because this day in the city of David, a Savior is born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Now you'll find him wrapped up in swaddling cloth, laid in a manger or an animal's feeding trough." And that's why we read, and suddenly in verse 13 and 14, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in, and they began praising God. They cried, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." My brothers and sisters, yeah, we have the angels praising God for the birth of his son Jesus. They were crying out, "Peace on earth and goodwill toward all men." Because this was a personal message to the shepherds, letting them know that a Savior was born. Meaning a Savior was born for shepherds and sinners. And that's why it was a message of praise. But now singing praise was nothing new to the angels, because Job 38 and 7 declared, "When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God," talking about the angels, "shouted for joy." Here we see that the angels lifted their voice in praise at creation, and they also seen the universe declare his glory. But God's highest glory and praise is declared in his salvation for mankind. And that's why we glorify God when we receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of our lives. Now, the reason I glorify God, I can't speak for you, and praise him, is because when I look back over my life and see how God took a messed up life and turned it around and saved my soul from a burning hell, then anointed me to preach his word, I just can't help myself. I just got to praise his holy name. Because on that the day that I was saved, I don't know if you know it, on the day that you were saved, the angels in heaven began praising the Lord. Because the Bible says in Luke 15 and 7 that there is joy in heaven every time a lost sinner gives his or her life to the Lord. And so in announcing the birth of Jesus, the angels began, yes, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." But now the message of peace on earth doesn't necessarily mean peace on earth right now. Because until Christ returned, there will continue to be wars and rumors of wars. There will continue to be troubles and trials. There will continue to be tragedies such as the Connecticut school shooting on the other week. But in spite of it all, folk can still find peace in Christ Jesus. That's why Paul says again in Romans 5:1, he said, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ." In other words, right now, he'll give you inner peace. He'll give inner peace to all who will receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of their lives. Note again in Ephesians 2:14, Paul says, "For he himself is our peace, who has broken down the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile," meaning Christ gave his body to suffer and die to nullify the law with all of its rules and commandments that kept men separated from men and kept men separated from God. My brothers and sisters, all this was made possible by a young child born in a manger. And that's why there can be peace in any area of your life where Christ Jesus is Lord and King. But now someday he will bring lasting peace to all of the earth. But in the meantime, if you invite the Lord into your heart by faith, I tell you, he can bring peace into your life. A peace that passes all understanding, that will cause you to be able to stand when everything else is in chaos and falling apart. You can have that peace today if you just receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life. And so what the shepherd learned that night from the angels was that they could know the Savior personally, and they could all